Doc Rivers continues to time and time again not get it when it comes to getting... Oh! Let him play!
I know it's stupid, and this is probably Joe Beningo-esque of me, but he has a Tampa Bay Rays color glove. Get a new freaking glove!
The Dodgers have 5 championships, as they call credit to their own. Okay.
Killing the Mets in 88.
Yes, yes, that's true too.
Makes me sick.
It's not like he's a Hall of Famer or anything.
Whoa, I think he's a borderline Hall of Famer in my opinion.
Oh, come on. Are you
kidding? Oh, come on, he's a second best offensive catcher.
No, some of my Mongo buddies out here, you know, last year, I see someone had, someone wrote for it. That's exactly what they had when they saw the Giants steamroll their way through September and October. Like, this is us! Why can't we be like the Giants?
Does it kind of frustrate you to see the NFL in this state?
Well, yeah, especially when your baseball team is so horrific.
From Los Angeles, this is Dave in the City, brought to you by Locks of the Week Radio. Now, here's Dave Medina.
Good evening, sports fans, and welcome again to this edition of the Dave in the City Sportscast. A very special edition tonight, coming to you from West L.A., an edition like any other. And I tell you, we have big news for you. Big news coming your way, and after that big news, we have some singing to do. So we'll be joined by our friends Tom in New Jersey, Andy in Seattle. Who else? Tom in Virginia has sent us a little clip of himself doing his thing, singing along to one very famous song. That's coming up also on this program, and then we'll do a group sing-along together. I won't tell you what the song is, but I think you know by now if you've been following this program. A big night here in the city. So everybody who has a chance to call in, let's just call in now. We have a lot to do today. But first, before we get into any kind of singing, we should sing the praises of the NFL. And I'll tell you why. Because the NFL and the NFLPA have collectively agreed to a new contract, a collective bargaining agreement, where you have a 10-year deal after months of public nastiness and private negotiations, that's according to ESPN. Rulings, all those things, trying to figure out how to divide $9 billion. The deal is done. A 10-year deal, and the vote came to the players today. They voted in favor. I'm not even going to attempt to evaluate the deal. That's not really my place to do. I'm certainly not familiar with the situation, but the point is we have our football, and it's coming. It's big news. Everybody was trying to make a big deal. Everybody was kind of fearing for the worst. But really, when you get down to it, the NFL ended up in a pretty good shape. They not only didn't miss a game, really, for all intents and purposes, with the exception of the Hall of Fame game, which nobody cares about, they did not even miss a preseason game. So this is a victory for the NFL. A lot of posturing going on, players saying they wanted to defend this and defend that. They got a lot of breaks. And again, I just don't have the time to really get into details, but the fact is this is done. I knew it was going to get done. I said it last week. I said this is going to be done by Thursday at the latest. Even when the players initially rejected the owner's plan, they just wanted to make sure everything was set up. It's fine. The football's coming. This may have been the most painless lockout I can remember. Usually when you think about a lockout, you're thinking that things are going to really come apart. But they did not. It's crazy because, you know, people were talking about how, number one, they rolled into 2010 with an uncapped year. And to me, when I saw that happen, I said, oh, boy, this could get really ugly. Because I thought, well, if they're going to go into an uncapped year, that means they didn't get their act together and get a new CBA. So they went into the uncapped year. It wasn't that big of a deal. It's not like people started spending wildly. There weren't that many free agents to begin with at that time. And so we had a season in 2010. And I was thinking, wow, but they still did not get their act together. This could get ugly. But really, the question wasn't really any specific problem. In fact, I mean, when you really get down to it, outside of a few semantics, I don't even know how big of a change the CBA is from the old CBA. That's a trick. But it doesn't matter. I mean, whatever the actual details are not important. The bottom line is they got together, they got it done, and they got it done in just the right moment, and now the football will start in earnest. We won't miss anything, which means I need to get on the horn with DirecTV and start to cancel my DirecTV Sunday ticket, unless they give me some kind of an offer that I can't refuse, that I might have to change my mind, like, you know, $25 a month for a Sunday ticket. We will see. So I'm sorry I don't have more on the NFL. If you do have any other questions, let me know. Dave in the City at 8:05. Let's bring in our first guest tonight. He's Tom in New Jersey. We have some time because not everybody's checked in yet. Tom, what's up, buddy?
David, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. Now, I'm on the telephone tonight. For those of you listening on the program, you probably won't notice a difference, but when you hear the program after the fact, you'll hear I'm actually just not that good at sounding. But I'm doing great. Football's back. I mean, at this point, I never really doubted that they were going to get this thing done. I mean, did you? I mean, I know that they had a little fun. We had a little fun with it when people were panicking on Thursday. But did you have any doubt they were going to work this out by the end of this week?
Thursday night was great. I loved the chaos. The board was going crazy. Everybody was flipping out on each other. It was great. That was the chaos that I needed. I'm happy that football's back. I need my fantasy football, Dave. Hopefully you can join my fantasy football league, but if you can, I understand. I need the football back, Dave. Baseball, we're in the dog days of summer. Even a diehard baseball fan like myself is getting sick of baseball a little bit. Just look at the Yankee game tonight. Who can watch this Yankee game right now? This is the start.
I'm glad you said that. So true. I can completely agree. Baseball just gets so repetitive and dull and boring after a while, and the season, as great as it can be, as great as it starts, as great as it finishes, the middle part is brutal. So I'm more than well happy to see something different. And it's weird because, like, you have July and August, and it really is just the one sport, and it's just not something you're used to in the sports landscape. You're used to there being a bunch of things going on at the same time. But here, one sport, and that can kind of drag after a while. So I, too, am happy to have the NFL back. And I've had my, I've had my little thing against the NFL and their pomposity and their arrogance. But at the end of the day, I'm much happier to have them have a league this year than to have games missed. That would have been really terrible.
And Andy in Seattle saying I'm a 5 on the scale for being a New York Giants fan. And he's not far from the truth. I would say I'm about an 8. I would always go basketball first, baseball second, NFL third. He's right there. I'm a semi-diehard NFL fan, mostly because of fantasy, but I watch most of the games. I don't have the ticket, so I can't watch everything live. But I watch whatever I can. I'm always there on Sunday.
Yeah, I think we all are. And so it's really exciting. Really exciting stuff all the way around. I mean, I really don't have anything to say. It's just that it's here. We're happy. I mean, that's pretty much it. And if I had my druthers about me and a bar within walking distance, which I do have, actually, I could probably have had a drink to celebrate tonight, but didn't want to foul things up and pass out before the podcast, so it was good that I refrained from that action. So here we are tonight. Whew. Fantasy League, huh? So, yeah, I'll probably join that. I saw your email. I'll check it out. Now, John, meaning Checker, has a league, too. I might consider that league as well. Is your league the one with the money? How much is your buy-in?
Dave, it's for $100, but if you want to give me payments of, like, $2 or $3 every 2 days or so, whatever you have to do to pay, it'll be fine. You can pay up. Andy in Seattle paid at the last moment last year.
Really?
I don't know if Andy in Seattle did pay. I think, no, Andy in Seattle finished in the money, so he didn't have to pay me. I just took a cut out from it.
Wow.
But you pay the last week. Pitch and catch paid very late. I'm not one of these one of these guys that makes everybody pay right away. So
right.
I'm very lax about it. I keep the $100 bills in my in my wallet, like Andy in Seattle says, that I just give everybody checks at the end of the year.
Right. Good call. Well, that's good. I will consider that. And I was just waiting on this, and here he is, Andy in Seattle, now joining us on the program. Andy, what's up, buddy?
Oh, let me turn off my radio. I don't want to come across like old Mongo on Tank's show. Got to have the radio off. A little bit of a slight delay.
Good, good. Now, yeah,
how about your manners?
Go ahead, Tom. Sorry.
How about your manners, Andy?
I have money on the Yankees tonight. They're just really bad. Everything that could go wrong is going wrong for them. All my friends have just major poo in their pants right now. Their starting pitching, which was like their highlight and relative strength for their team, relatively speaking, is just completely wilted. It's like they're playing in 100, well, not now, but over the past week, they're playing 100 degrees, humid, swamp-ass scenario. Felix Hernandez is, sometimes he plays in that I don't give a blank mode. He knows his lineup isn't going to give him any runs, and that's what happened. This is what defined the Mariners. On Saturday night, they give up 3 runs after recording the first 2 outs in the 7th inning. Then, when they have their turn up at bat, they load the bases, no outs, and they don't score. That's the Mariners right there. Worst team in baseball right now.
Atrocious. And Ichiro looks like he's almost dead.
He's part of the Felix package.
Oh, yeah. For Teigawa and others, yeah.
Too funny, guys. Too funny. And now, the Mariners have got into this week on a, what was it, 14 or 15 game losing streak. I'm going to check the scoreboard and see how they're doing tonight. But, yeah, that's horrible, Mandy. I mean, you know what? I would say I can't conceive of a team losing that many games in a row, but looking at that team, it's actually pretty easy to conceive of a team losing that many games in a row. This is in fact, brutal. I mean, what went wrong? I mean, like, why is this team so bad? They seem to have, they seem to have a nice stadium. They seem to have a decent payroll. What is their problem with this team? Like, where is their management just that bad?
Mariner Report. It's just a snowball effect, Dave. They started losing games really, 2-1, 3-2, 4-3. The games that they were winning earlier to get them to 500, surprisingly, those were the games where they were winning by a run, and the pitching was just, they had to be perfect. They weren't winning by more than one run. And then, so the pitching needed to be A- every single time for them to win a game because their lineup was going to be C-plus at best. And then when their lineup goes D-, and then the pitching goes B-, C-plus, they're not winning those games. And now they're just they're tired because the starting pitching has had to just pitch out of their minds, and I think it's just catching up to them. And then the relievers also were pitching out of their minds. And so when the strength of the team is faltering and their lineup is a triple-A lineup, you're going to lose 10, 15, 16 games in a row. And it's just totally snowballed. They've gone to losing, close games up in Toronto, to losing relatively big in Boston, to just getting embarrassed at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it's not a good time for Seattle sports fans right now. They think the Seattle needs a little bit of a pick-me-up, Andrew. Would you like to start us off tonight with our karaoke podcast? You ready to roll?
Well, there's no bailing out. This isn't Mike's Yankee panel.
Go!
All right, Andy. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to play our song. Play the song. I have the song here on cue. Basically, it'll have the words to it, so if you lose your place or anything else, you can just listen to the actual recording and then pick it up where it left off. Let me know if you have any if you need to, just let me know if the levels aren't right, if you can't hear the song. And Tom and I think we should mute ourselves. What do you think, Tommy? You think we should mute our lines so that, there's no reverb or anything like that?
I don't know, Dave. I kind of want to hear your voice as I'm saying along.
You know what? I think you're right. Let's leave it up, and just in case, and if anything goes wrong, just all of you on the blogtalkradio.com/Dave in the City chat room, let us know. All right, Andy, here goes nothing. Get your lyrics ready. Let me know when you're ready. I'll cue it up on your mark.
Oh, I'm ready to go. I live next to Mrs. Habercamp from Caddyshack. She might be a little confused when she hears me ranting and raving. And then I live above another old couple. It should be funny. I couldn't care less what they think, though.
Okay, here goes nothing. From that performance, it's these responses. Gator says it's like Elephant Boy from the Stern Show.
That was great, dude. I don't know if you guys can hear me laughing, but that was great.
It really was.
Yeah, I was gonna cry. I was cracking up in the beginning, and I just had to gut it out there.
Well done. It's the Bread had a great line. I love how Andy is Heyman. I'm not sure if that's, I don't know what happened there, but it's interesting. There was a little delay. Maybe it's just the phone line or something, but That I thought was tremendous. I mean, Andrew, you know, Andy, I know that I've heard a lot about your karaoke in the past, but I've never heard it in action. And see, I sound like Paul Abdul here, but dude, that was great. I mean, if you when you go karaoke, you go all out, and I got to give you a huge, huge set of nods for that. So, well done, sir. Congratulations. Glad that you enjoyed it too.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I just karaoke approaches the anything in life the way I see it. No one remembers anything these days anyway. So if you can just act like a clown for, you know, 3 minutes, that's only 180 seconds, and then in 20 minutes' time, no one will remember.
Yeah, absolutely right. Especially when you're in a crowded bar. I've done karaoke too, obviously. So it's all really a lot of fun. All right, so I guess you gotta go. But if you do want to hang around, just let me hang. Feel free to hang around as long as you're willing. And our next tune is going to be Tom and I. So we will be doing a duet. This is going to be fun. We tried to pull straws, and I decided that since this is Tom's song, I want him to do the lead. So he'll be Kenny Rogers tonight on this for this program for our next song, Islands in the Stream. This came out in the early '80s. And Angie has just left us, so that is that for his spot on the program. Tom, how about that performance? I mean, that was a performance. Am I right?
Oh, my God. I could barely breathe still. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sing at all. I don't know if anyone heard me laugh in the background, but I was dying. That was epic. I've never heard just the whole half-second delay was epic because Andy hates Heyman, so he was Heyman. It was just great.
It really was. It was really quite a fun listen. All right, so do you have the lyrics? I sent them to you this afternoon. Just want to make sure if you have everything all set.
Yeah, I have the lyrics. We're good.
Okay. So it's pretty straightforward. It's an easy song. We'll just have the music come on, let it go. The song is 4 minutes and 9 seconds, everybody. Take your markers. And I'm going to play the part of Dolly Parton. Yeah, just like John and Georgia said, he's got the big bastards for this song coming up. You got it. That's right, y'all. You got it. You know?
No.
So now, before we start, what inspired you to choose Islands in the Stream as your song selection tonight?
I saw the Michael Scott Office episode where he sings this song with Jim Halpert, and I was, well, no one sings with him at first, and he tries to do a Dolly Parton part. It was just great. His voice cracked and everything was awesome.
Awesome indeed. All right, so I'm eager to see when we do this whether we'll have the same problems with delay or not, but we'll find out for sure. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, let's do it in 3, 2, 1.
When I met you, there was deep unknown. I set out to get you with fine silk comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on, Dave. You did something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart.
We got something going on. Gender, love is wine. Spirit, wine, the dedication. All this love reveals no conversation. We ride it together. Making love with each other. Islands in the stream. That is my yard. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. And we rely on each other. From love to another.
Love to Howard Dwayne.
I can't live without you if the love was gone. Everything is nothing if you got no one. And we did walk in the night, slowly losing sight of the real thing. Sing it, Tommy.
that will have to do with us, and we got no doubt. Too deep in love,
but we got
no way out. The message is clear. This could be the year for that real thing. No more will you cry, baby. I heard you never.
We started
one in forever. We can ride it together. Making love with each other.
I'm in the strength.
That is what we are. No one in between. How could we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. And we rely on each other. From one love to another.
Come on, dude, this part.
Here we go. Oh, that was good. That was fun.
That was awesome.
That was great. Now, I was checking the board and see what they have to say. Dave the Dolly, yeah, that's right. Utterly Outrageous from Brian Monzo. Cap on and started. The Most Stunning Karaoke Ever from RKO 36.
I can't tell who is Dolly and who is Tom and who is Dave.
That's a good line. Now that's funny. That is funny. You know, we might have a surprise guest. I invited the Captain Jerry and Piscataway to join us tonight to do a little number from Eminem. I don't have the music, though, so you may have to help me with that part because I didn't have time to put it on. I don't even know what the song was anyway, so... if he's available, I would love to hear from him tonight. So if he can call us at 424-258-9251. Wow, it's just the two of us right now, Tom, in New Jersey. But we hope that if you want to join us. Now, I'm just going to quickly remind everybody who's listening tonight. When we do our final song, which is going to be How Do You Do from Mouse and McNeil, the song we use at the end of every show, I want to see a lot of people call, if you can. You don't have to sing, well, who cares? We can't sing either. Call in at the end of the show. I want, like, five or six people. We should sing it together, like we are the world. So can you call in for me? Won't you do it for us at the end of the program, 424-258-9251. Please don't forget, and dial in now if you want to sing with us at the end of the show. It'd be really great if you could do it. So meanwhile, Tom... our next performance is going to be from a man who calls himself a fan of the opera, a man who has a very sterling impression, no pun intended, and a guy who has an affinity for the classics and the pop standards. Tom, I think you know by now we're talking about Tom in Virginia, otherwise known as Starting Pitcher. He couldn't make it live for our program tonight, but we are happy to report that he has sent us his submission for the karaoke podcast. You ready for this, Tom? This is exciting. He will be singing.
This is going to make us look awful, Dave.
Yeah, I know. It's so true. He schools all of us with this performance. But he will be singing That's Life by Frank Sinatra. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom in Virginia.
Thank you. life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that view. When I'm back on top in June, I said that life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks jumping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Talk this final world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself locked on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. So that's life, oh tremendous growth, I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird, and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. So that's life, and I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart just won't fire. But if there's nothing shaking, come to keep you alive, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
Wow, that is impressive. That was really good. That was from Tom in Virginia. Amazing. Amazing performance, right? I mean, I wish you could give him a standing ovation over the phone, but I only have one hand. Right? The other one's holding the phone. Tom, what about it?
That was just amazing. That was so great. I'm not even going to make a joke about you saying that one hand line. That was just tremendous.
It really was. I mean, I have nothing but good thing to say about this performance. And, you know, we hear us clowns singing compared to what Tom was able to do. Just impressive. Just really good. And you know, he was very humble about it when he sent this to me over the telephone. But the guy can sing. I mean, I can understand where his affinity for the performing arts is, because he certainly has a passion for it. And, you know, we know he has the chops as doing the voice of John Sterling, but he also has got the chops to sing like John Sterling, too. That's impressive. That's amazing. I mean, wow. So, starting pitcher, if you're listening to this tonight, we salute you big time, and we are glad to have played that for our audience tonight. And the audience is just absolutely enthralled by the performance. And let's just read some of these. Yeah, I mean, everyone's saying, oh, tremendous pro, and all the love, SP going ham, and all that good stuff. So exciting news there. All right, Tom, that was good. So far, how are you feeling about this podcast? After about 35 minutes of the show, do you think we made the right decision by doing a show like this?
I think we have. Hopefully, next time we could get more participants. Maybe we could do one at the end of the summer. I think we could get maybe starting pitcher live to show us clowns how to really sing. But Annie's performance was great. I thought our performance was great. Everybody had a bunch of laughs. That's all it's about, and I think we succeeded.
Yeah, I think so. Now, we could potentially throw in like one or two more
maybe some a cappella performances. I have some tricks up my sleeve if we need to, continue, if we still have time left over. I have some other things that I can do. But right now, Tom, it is my turn. If you pardon me for a second, clearing my throat. It's my turn to do a song, so here it is. My selection is actually a recommendation of our friend Kevin on the Cape Junkie, and I promised him months ago that I would do a song for him as a reward for being my 100th Twitter follower, although I think he dropped my – he unfollowed me at some point. But nonetheless, it's crazy. But he did –
Our grapes?
What was that?
Sour grapes, Dave?
No. Actually, it doesn't really – I think it's just a fact that Twitter is just this thing, but – But he was a 100 Twitter follower, and I want to honor my promise. And so I asked him, okay, what song would you like me to sing for you for karaoke? And he said, all right, I got one out of the ordinary. And he threw out Hey Ladies from Beastie Boys, and it was like, that's a rap, but it's a very good rap, and I'm really looking forward to trying this. I've never done rap before, like karaoke to rap. It's going to be interesting, so this could go all over the place. But let's start it. It's a good song. So, Hey Ladies by the Beastie Boys. I'll do the best I can, everybody. And let me find the song first. And where is it? Here we go. Tom, are you ready?
Oh, I'm pumped.
All right, man. Here we go. I'm calling out to you. There never would have seen a kid truer and bluer. There's more than these than you'll ever know. I got more hits than Saturday. Oh, Tom touching. Oh, Tom Fullery. Dates women on TV with a heavy of choke rollery. It's my Grand Canyon, and I'm always out looking for a female companion. Do the left, took it on my seat and put on my bed. Wheeling and dealing, a little bit of feeling. But even time and your mind is appealing. Stare at the cracks up there up on the ceiling. Take some nonsense into the base I'm throwing. Talking to a girl, telling her I'm all knowing. She's talking to the kids. Telling you that lie that you know never did. Me in the corner with a good looking daughter. Wow. Where am I? Matt Cotter, cutting up the rug and started cutting up the carpet. In my apartment, Jake, please stop. The gab is a gift I have, and that girl ain't nothing but the blue plate crab. Special on women's and ethics, mass. Stupid fresh. Got James at 15 or Chucky in charge. Oh, man, way behind. Cutie when I hit her in the booty. Because I don't like girls that I'm messing around. This is record 10 number 1 sound. Catch the rhythm, step to the ride. You have an open mind, so why don't you get on side? Tune in, tune on, my tune that's live. And look, fetch my line. Funky. Oh my god, was that terrible? Hey,
Oh my god.
This is hardcore. She's showing you a good time when she shows you the door. Break it up with your girl in tears. Vince Van Gogh and nail that ear. Tell her in the middle of the night when I'm drinking. Thinking on the door is damp and stinking. Then come over with me that she missed. I threw that trash through her window because you know I got this. You look insane. Fool yourself up in the back of the six train. Take my advice for grilling like your mother is mighty weak. Sucking down pipes that I didn't know. Woke up in the morning at the one-time home. Announced like girls that sound. Wages and pays is about a pound per ounce. Girls with curls and big long locks. These chicks just wearing their smocks. Walking high and mighty like number one. And she thinks she's the passionate one. come on, guys. Song just ran out here.
I don't know if everybody heard me dying. I had to in the background, but that was great.
Oh, I heard you, man. You were busting up, man, big time. Rolling around. Oh, my God. Hey, ladies. Oh, my goodness.
Ladies.
Hey, ladies. Going to the bar, shouting that down. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's crazy when you do any kind of song that has this many words in it. And especially if you haven't heard it too many times, it's like, man, that was fun, though. That was fun. I did go over it. I went over the lyrics a couple times, but still kind of lost place. Oh, my God. Was that funny? Oh, my God.
That was impossible for you to master. I felt your pain throughout. I couldn't hold it in. I held it in for like a verse, and then I just started laughing. I couldn't help it, Dave. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. It was pretty funny. I had fun doing it. I was kind of getting a kick out of it myself. And this really gives you an idea how artistic rap actually is. You know, it looks easy. It sounds easy. It's not easy. And even something that the Beastie Boys do. This is three guys singing a song, alternating turns, doing lines, and it's just like, this is one reason I love their group. I mean, it's just so much fun to listen to them do songs, and this is true of the entire genre. It's just like, it's very rhythmic, but it's just so many words, and I think that, you know, when people get into, oh, there's no talent in rap, yes, there is. It's really hard to get the proper cadence for something like this. There's a lot to say, and only a couple minutes to say it, so... I really grown an appreciation for that, just for that very reason. Tom, would you even attempt something like this to do a song of this caliber?
No, I would not. I'm a big fan of hip hop, as a lot of board members know, and I totally agree with your statement that hip hop artists do have talent. And I would like to hear the King from Naples, Florida, to give us a rebuttal on that, since he's Mr. Anti-Hip-Hop, but that's fine. You can have it fun. But, no, to answer your question, I rap some in the car, but I can only imagine how I sound. It would be a disaster, Dave. I think it would be worse than you.
No, I mean, I can't. I certainly can't argue that. No, no, sir. Dave in the City with you at 8:42 tonight. We are going till 9 o'clock, or at least we think we are. If we could, if we can find a way to get some more music in, but we have a lot of time left, Tom, and we don't have any further callers, but I'd like to see if anybody would like to just jump in and even just to talk to us at 424-258-9251 on the phone tonight, because I want everybody on board for that final song, How Do You Do, by Mouth and McNeil. I mean, we could do it, Tom and I. But it won't be right unless we have some more callers. So please call in at 424-258-9251. Otherwise, I don't even know if I want to do it. I want to do it with at least three people. And
yeah, we need at least three people. You need at least a threesome.
It doesn't matter who you are. Call us in. I mean, don't worry about it. I mean, if you're concerned I'm going to sound ridiculous on the air. You know, that's just the whole point of it. We're here to have fun. We're not going to give you too hard of a time. And so I think that would be a sporting gesture. Hopefully y'all can get on in. And then here's the thing about our poster, It's the Bread, John in Brooklyn. I was a little disappointed that he didn't want to call in tonight and get, you know, kind of get us going and just contribute a song or something. And I said, oh, you couldn't make it. Okay, no problem. I guess that's not a problem. And then I come back and I find out that he's actually on. He's online. And I'm like, Brett, you said that you couldn't make it. And I see you online. What was your excuse? And, Tom, do you remember what he said was what was his reason why he couldn't do the karaoke tonight?
Are we talking about – no, I know what his excuse is now. It's that his parents are around and they don't – and they can hear him sing and all this, and that's a fair excuse, but he's called from outside before. I don't know why he won't do it again. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I think
he
so,
has the
too.
Plus, he has the highest voice, so I've always wanted to hear Brett sing, and I've always wanted to hear Otis thing, too. That would be amusing as well. Some others, the John Georgia and Checker, that would be great, too. I'm a little disappointed that we're not getting more people for the podcast. Maybe next time we'll get more because they heard us saying and they thought, well, we can't be any worse.
Well, Liz, you might have spoken a little too soon. We have one other caller now, 678 area code. You are in the city, sir. Who am I speaking to tonight?
This is John in Georgia.
Hey, all right, yes. John. You made it. Congratulations. Welcome aboard. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I couldn't miss how do you do.
So. Excellent. Excelente. Very good. Now, Chris in Syracuse, I know you. This was your idea. I know you're on the chat room tonight. Call us in. I want to hear from you. 424-258-9251. John, that's great. It's really great. And, you know, as long as we have you on, let's do a little preview of our program next week wherein we will be celebrating MTV's 30th anniversary. Now, Tom will be like, who cares? But listen, hear me out. 30 years ago, next Monday, the MTV Music Channel was launched, and with it came an entirely new way of looking at pop music and rock music, and it was basically the concept of playing music over video instead of, like, on the radio. It sounded pretty simple, but the concept of having music on TV instead of on the radio was really weird and revolutionary at its time. And, Tom, you were there. I mean, describe the feeling when you first started seeing a channel such as MTV.
Did you say Tom or John?
No, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we got cable, I think, about a year after MTV went on the air, and I would be glued to the TV to watch MTV. If I wasn't, you know, outside playing or whatever, I was busy memorizing who was coming up, and I could memorize the artist's song and title, you know, before they would put the words on the screen. So I know I was a Mongo for MTV way back when.
Yeah, no doubt. So we'll get into that and more. We hope to have a couple of guests and other remembrances of the channel from its early days and early years. That's next week in the city, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. John will be there. Hope you will be there, too. All right, so let's see if we can get – I'm holding out for Chris in Syracuse to call in. Although, meanwhile, we have another number calling in. This is 917 area code. Welcome aboard. Who's this?
David, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
You have no idea who this is, do you?
Can I harbor a guess? Let me think. It's a lower voice. Is it the Marquis?
No.
No. Let me have another guess. Is it Mr. Met?
No.
No.
First letter.
I'm out of guesses. Who is it?
Erwin the Queens.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there you go. Welcome. I'm so glad you can make it, sir.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm not going to sing because I have no idea what you guys are going to sing for that last final song anyway, so.
All right, but no problem. But you're certainly welcome
to listen.
Just
wanted to call and say hello.
Well, it's good to hear from you. I'm glad that you're on board. What did you think of the program so far? How would you rate all the karaoke performances tonight?
What can you say? You guys tried. It's good stuff. I mean, I was hearing, I turned you guys on while listening to the Beastie Boys, and, you guys sounded exactly like Ad Rock, MCA, and whatever the other guy is. So Mike D. Yeah.
Beautiful. That's awesome. Now, Erwin, before you go, I want to bring in Chris in Syracuse. Chris? Let's see if we can get him on here. Push the button again. Chris, thank you very much for calling in. I've urged you to call in. Welcome. How are you doing tonight?
Good. You know, I was sitting here practicing for Mouth and McNeil. I mean, you know, I had to warm up and whatever. But I heard I was being called out, so I had to call up.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that. Very nice. Now, back
Wait,
to Erwin for a sec.
How do you do?
What song are you guys singing at the end over there?
How do you do? I'm doing fine. How about you guys? Well, what are you guys going to say?
That is good. That is really good.
Oh, boy. I just had to call in, say hello,
because I know you guys need time wasting until about like 11:55 or whatever.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. Erwin, really, it's really good to hear from you. Best of luck to you in all you do. Enjoy your summer.
Yeah. Well, we're not talking about the NFL for a little bit? What's going on?
We talked about it at the beginning of the show, so we got a little bit of that.
I missed it. That's why.
Ah, gotcha. No, I'm pumped up, too. The NFL's back. It's exciting right now for us here in America. Good time. What do you think about
yes,
the Jets?
Yes, it is.
Well, you should have listened to the first 10 minutes.
I had to take out the garbage. What can I do?
Awesome.
And I was watching Raw. That's what happened. I was watching Raw. I had to do some chores and then, watch the rest of the game. Then I, listened to you guys butchering Hey Ladies. But, okay, cool. Don't worry. Next podcast, I'll participate.
All right, sounds good. Well, you sure you don't want to hang around for this? You're welcome to sing with us if you want.
I have no idea what song it is. I really don't.
All right.
If you guys sing Billy Joe's Piano Man, that'd be awesome.
That sounds like a new duet. Next karaoke podcast I'm having you on, we're going to do a Billy Joel song somewhere along the line. Sounds like fun. Oh, Somewhere Along the Line's a good song, too. Somewhere along the line. Okay, but anyway, let's go ahead and but thanks again for joining us tonight. Enjoy.
All right, no problem.
Enjoy eating, buddy. All right. Earn in Queens, that was him. All right, let's get everybody on. Let's see, Tom, you still there?
Yep.
John?
I'm still here.
John, I'm really sorry. I did reference Tom when I asked that question earlier. I made a mistake, so I apologize for that.
Oh, that's all right.
All right, and then last but certainly not least, Chris, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, for better or for worse, here we go. Mouth and McNeil, how do you do? Get your lyrics ready. They're certainly very complicated.
Where are the lyrics?
What's that?
Where are the lyrics?
Oh, you know what? Let me give them to you. I'm going to post them right now in the chat room.
You want to Google?
I already got it on Google. Here's your lyrics. It's in the blogtalkradio.com/DaveInTheCityChatRoom. I'll wait for everybody to queue it up. Does everyone have the lyrics up?
One moment.
Okay.
You guys don't know this by heart yet?
We're not like Brad, this is Brad's lullaby at night.
Yeah. Hang on, guys. While you do that, I have one other caller going to join us for the song. 516 area code. Welcome to the program here in the city. Who is this?
Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Otis.
Yeah, baby.
Yes! Fantastic, Otis. Welcome aboard. Boy, good to have you back. That was great. All right.
I had to join in for how do you do.
All right, let's
do it. I'm ready to go.
All right, we're all ready to go. Here we go. And we got 6 minutes left, so we should probably get this started. Everybody ready? You got the lyrics and everything?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. One, two, three. Once I said I wanted you, I often wonder if it's true, if you could make me cry. I only know what you want,
and I love you too.
I got a lot of
solution,
got a
new.
How do you. And then we can na-na-na, just like before. And we will say na-na-na-na, give me more. And you will be na-na-na-na. Hey, that's what I'm living for. How do you do?
I thought, na-na-na-na, just me and you.
And then
can, na-na-na-na, just
like people.
And you
say, na-na-na-na,
give
me more. And you will say,
na-na-na-na,
and
I'm shady.
Once I said I wanted you, and I remember why. I often wonder if it's true, you can still make me cry.
And now I'm across the water
that I love you too. Cause I had one solution left, and that's to start anew.
How do you do?
That's what I'm living for.
Number joining us. Who is this on the line? We just cut you. We popped you in at the end. Hello?
Hello? Oh, hey.
Hi. Who's...
Hey, Dave. Umberto's.
Umberto's. Hey, how you doing, sir? Did you actually want to sing with us, or were you just kind of jumping in at the end and just wanted to, you know,
no,
say hello?
I wanted to ask you one question, actually.
Okay.
Why did you say welcome back to Boomer this morning when he, like, never left?
Bravo.
I hadn't seen him in a while, that's all. I mean, he disappeared for a while. I guess he was just busy or whatever, or maybe I just hadn't been online. That's
Dave,
all I was...
What's the temperature like on Mars?
90 seconds.
Oh, man. What a way to end the show. What a way to end the show.
Dave, because, I mean, he posted on Friday. And you
I wasn't there on Friday. Remember I was out? I had the day off. I was roaming about.
Dave, right. Why did you do the roll call today? That's my job, Dave. Roll call is not your job. It's my job.
All right. I apologize for that. I do.
Everybody has their thing.
I know. You're right.
Daniel
a
Lane,
very
Dave.
Good point. A
60
very, very good
seconds.
Point. All right, guys. Well, that's all the time we have tonight. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Boy, was that fun. I can't even... There are a lot of people that joined us tonight. I want to thank all of them at once. Tom, Chris, the other Tom... Andy, Umberto's, Chris, again, John, everybody. Thanks again for
Irwin.
Joining us.
Got Irwin.
We'll see you next time.